Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we make uninterrupted direct eye contact with the news, and you listen along to see who blinks first. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined once again by my most times co-host, longtime friend, Deanna Mackey. Deanna, what's up, buddy?
Nothing. You're extra weird today. I'm a little concerned about this podcast. Like 10 minutes ago, we were just sitting here in silence, like truly in silence. The TV was on mute. You were watching football, no sound. I was doing paperwork. Out of nowhere, you just conjured up some line about jerking off convicts and calling it a guilty pleasure.
I was like, guilty pleasure? What do you mean fingering a criminal?
Right. You did one of those tweets where the person's like, nobody, and then they leave the line blank, and then it's like, my friend, and it's something. You did one of those tweets out loud.
I'm having a good time. Like, that's all that matters. Not Deanna. In addition to me having a good time, we've got a guest on to have an even better time, to improve the time. Folks, you may know him from Twitter. You may know him from the internet. You may know him as one of the writers for Dave on FX. Please put your hands together for Niles Abston. Welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. I'm glad to have you. I've seen you. You know, I haven't seen your tweets for a while. You're very funny. You're a very funny dude. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Glad you're here.
Dave is also pretty funny.
Is that the show? He's cool. Is that the show with Lil Dicky on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen a couple episodes. I don't, I'm like real weird. I either like watch like 20 hours of TV in a single day, or I don't watch anything for a month. Like,
I feel that.
Yeah. So, but I have seen a couple episodes. That's a funny show. I like Lil.
It's a funny show.
Hell yeah. And you're calling in from LA, right?
Yes.
Oh, City of Angels. I like it out there. Is it cold? It's very cold.
Yeah, it's been cold the last couple of days out here.
Wait, but like, what's cold for you?
Like anything below 60.
Cold is relative, though, you know?
That's shorts weather here. That's jorts. People will be in their jorts and they'll have their mandals on.
I'm still wearing shorts in that weather, but I might put on a beanie too, you know?
No way.
I might have shorts and long socks. I'm going to look like trash.
That's not seasonal.
Yeah, season all, just like my depression.
All seasons.
All seasons, yeah. You don't need to change tires.
Anyways.
Anyways, Niles, you got a fucking comedy special coming out this week?
I do.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? Because, you know, we got several hundred listeners that might be interested in hearing it.
No, I definitely need them to click that link and go watch it. But yeah, my second comedy special drops on Thursday. I've been touring since kind of things opened up, like spring 2021. So yeah, it's called Household Name. I shot it live in Chicago in July, and I've been working on this animated movie that's gonna open the special. So we're finishing that up today.
Fuck. That's
the last
cool
shot.
Yeah. Nice. It's called Household Name. It drops on December 8th. Listeners,
yes.
Go check that out.
That's Thursday.
That's this Thursday coming up. It's just around the corner. I have to confess, I'm going through nicotine withdrawal for the second time this year because I just can't quit quitting. And I feel real weird and bad. I'm like, let me make sure I get all the things that I need to say. Okay, cool. Time to melt down.
Oh, shit.
It's all good.
I really resent you trying to prevent me from embarrassing us in front of our guest.
If anybody's going to embarrass us, it's going to be me. Yeah, what did I say? I'm just like, I've just got thoughts spilling out of my head. Like an hour and a half ago, we were sitting on the porch and I just was like, mystery loves company, unprompted. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you weren't unprompted. I said, why did you invite me here to make me have a bad time? And you said mystery loves company, but like, there's no mystery. There was no mystery.
The curtain is pulled back.
Anyways, you know what's a mystery?
What's
to
that?
Me? Whether we got any new Patreon sponsors this week.
We did not.
Fuck.
Wait. No, we did not. But, you know, believe it. I had to double check. Believe it or not, Niles, people pay for this podcast. We have. That's great.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We have several dozen patrons. And you know what, listeners, if you're thinking now might be the time to become one of the Worst Week Yet faithful, you can head on over to patreon.com and sign up and become one yourself. Now, you can join for as little as $2.50 a month. But if you sign up giving $10 a month, you get a personal shout out. So just real quick, just want to say thank you to Zap Actions Downer, Brienne, Josh Troopin, Andrea Humphrey, The Man in the West, Nan DeAngelis, AJ from Baltimore, The Green Button, Darren, and FTC Finger Flies.
No. Listen, if I know our listeners are really invested in the family drama between me and my mom. So I just want you guys to know, number one, she is very much alive, still got a live mom.
I'm sorry, what?
Number two, we are talking again. Number three, she is Nan DeAngelis. That was the mystery, and we cracked it.
We did. We cracked it.
I knew.
I like that. Just to lead off, my mom is alive. Cool, Deanna, rub it in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
I know. Jeez, I wonder, are you looking forward to seeing her alive on the holiday? I don't. Fuck you, dude. Sign up at patreon.com/worstweekyet. Having an alive mom, not a requirement. Thank you very much. So this is a fucked up shit show. I should like get a nicotine patch to try and do a podcast or something. Like, I don't want to smoke a cigarette, but like, do they make like injections? Like, can I just get like a shot in the neck of nicotine real quick?
I feel like that's worse.
Definitely worse.
Yeah, that's like
freebasing nicotine.
Yeah, like I was gonna say, that's like, you know what? I don't want to shoot up anymore. I'm just gonna freebase this. Like, what the fuck?
Look, I'm at my wit's end. Okay.
Oh my god.
Speaking of people who are at their wit's end now, Niles, Deanna, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but this last 7 days was quite a doozy. We have lived through just another awful, awful week. And I want to begin talking about a story that like I kind of don't even want to talk about, but like we really have to. Now, did either of you happen to watch anything that Ye was up to this week?
No, I stopped paying attention.
I did absorb the information. Look, I didn't actively watch any of it, but I did just absorb it. It was in the ether around me. So
here's my problem is that I don't have anything going on right now in my life. Like, I work a seasonal job, so
an ice cream truck.
I don't have to do shit in the winter. So I do have time to watch a over 3 hour long fucking podcast. And, I made that mistake and I just want to talk about it. Just a little bit. Now, first of all, the week started off, Ye went on Tim Pool's podcast and like within like 20 minutes, he stormed off because Tim Pool refused to define who they was. And
yeah,
it's like really, really bad. But then like 2 days later, Ye's on fucking InfoWars with Alex Jones. And yes, I watched this 3.5 hour long thing. I watched the whole fucking thing. It was fucked up. Like, I'm sure you've probably heard a couple of quotes, you know, some of the wild shit. I promise there is no 30 seconds that looks any worse than other 30 seconds out of this 3 hours. It was nonstop. Like, he was, you know, saying, I love Hitler. Like, we need to stop saying the Nazis were bad people. And there was also times where he was like doing bits and like that. I think obviously there's a lot of hateful stuff, but the fact that Kanye West is trying to do prop comedy on Alex Jones, I think that's the worst part of it.
What was the prop? Was it worse than Herschel Walker's sheriff's badge?
It was so much worse. So unprompted, he started talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, the newly reelected prime minister of Israel or whatever. And he's like saying like, oh, well, I want to talk about Netanyahu. Netanyahu, I never heard about that. So he pulls out a like fishing tank net,
yeah,
and a bottle of Yoo-hoo, which he's calling Yahoo. He's like, look, it's Netanyahu, Netanyahu. And then he starts doing like an Elmo voice while puppeting the net. And but like, here's the thing, is that this was bad. He came back to that bit four times. Like, he kept trying to make it work.
I've seen you do that on a podcast.
You have never seen me do prop podcast comedy.
No,
okay?
But I've seen you try to force a bit that's not funny.
No comment.
I can tell by Niles's face that he can tell that I have seen you try to force a bit that's not funny. He fully believed me when I said that. Thank you. Believe victims. Believe victims.
That's hilarious.
So there were like multiple times too where like you got to be real fucked up to make Alex Jones look like the sane person in the room. Like, there was multiple times where Alex Jones, he was like trying to like direct Kanye back to like a like still bad but somewhat reasonable point where he's like, oh, so you're saying like, oh, like you like what the Nazis did with like their uniforms and like, you know, but obviously like the Holocaust still happened. And Kanye was like, well, I don't know if the Holocaust happened. I don't know if we can say, and it's like, geez. But yeah, like he doubled and tripled down, and like there is a certain line where you can say stuff like, you know, obviously this person's having like a mental, you know, it having some kind of episode where they're in a bad place, but like he's like he's getting off on how much like how bad he could be. Like, it's tough to watch.
And I was telling somebody the other day that basically I feel like all those dudes probably had to take him to the side after and explain to him like the whole grift etiquette. They was probably trying to tell him like, hey bro, we believe the same shit, we just don't say that out loud. You just gotta learn dog whistles. But yeah. Kanye is such a narcissist, he don't think he needs dog whistles.
Exactly. So,
so he's saying what they all believe out loud. And they're just like, hey, bro, chill out. We can't actually say this shit, but we do believe it.
And watching like that little fucking dork Nick Fuentes guy that's next to him, like that dude is like also like one of these like can't stop talking, loves the sound of his own voice, saying crazy, wild, awful shit. But like the fact that when he's around Kanye, he just sits and like lets Kanye talk. And then anytime Alex Jones would try and go over to him, he'd be like, well, I agree with Kanye on this. I, you know, and he, like the fact that he was letting Kanye take the wheel, like he's just, it's so transparent that these like white supremacists have just like latched on to Ye, who's like, they're just, this is the most fucking famous person they're ever going to meet. So like, they're like, take me to wherever you're going. Like, and it's really bad. Now Ye, after the interview, he like started just popping off on Twitter. He posted some fucking Star of David swastika mashup that like, just like having watched that interview, I can tell that like when Kanye like figures out some like wordplay or pun, he gets like so proud of himself in like such an embarrassing way that like I guarantee when he like thought of the Star of David mashup with a swastika, he was like, we gotta post this right now, dude, this is gonna be great.
It's like the like early 2000s like hip-hop punchlines, except now he's making them into bad racist memes.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Kanye, that clever alignment of words would have been useful if it was about something not racist and you were turning it into a song lyric. But it's really just, it actually adds, like, it's adding whimsy to something that is not at all whimsical. And I don't really like that shit.
Now, I will say Kanye then got suspended from Twitter. Which apparently Elon Musk, not as much of a free speech guy as we thought, but that's okay. I think there is maybe one potential good piece of news that came out of this whole thing, though, is that the day after Ye was on InfoWars, Alex Jones filed for bankruptcy, which, like, just on the surface, you wouldn't think too much of it because, like, he just had that big court case that he lost and everything. But here's the thing is that that stream on Alex on InfoWars when Ye was on got like 30 million views or whatever. Alex Jones does not have advertisers that like pay. Like, he supports his channel by selling products through himself, which means he has to pay for the bandwidth of the things that he went out. So Kanye West appearing on Alex Jones's show might have sunk Alex Jones. Like, I don't understand exactly how this works, but like, he, most stuff, like, the more viewers you have, the more money you make, but that's not how his works. His, that only works for him if those viewers buy his products, which, like, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like, just like me, like, I'm not a fan of Ye right now or Alex Jones ever, but I gotta watch this. Like, so I don't know. Maybe some silver lining. Ye ruined Alex Jones, ruined InfoWars.
Could, I mean, it ruined is a loose term because that was already, it was already trash.
God sends his most in, most difficult rating viewer numbers to his most info warriors. Look, okay, as I said, nicotine withdrawal. I'm trying to do a three level wordplay joke that wouldn't have been good even if I nailed it.
Yeah, I know. See, remember what I said about forcing a bit? Here's the thing that's like troubling to me more so than Kanye himself is the discourse I see surrounding this. Like, in conversations that I've observed online, like, I work in a salon, so I hear people talking in conversation all day, and it's like the discourse that's happening around this is so much more troubling to me than Kanye himself. There are so many bad takes about mental health. There are so many bad takes about, like, the way that we deal with or address anti-Semitism. There are so many bad takes around how we handle, again, like, the ongoing issue of how we handle celebrities when they reveal themselves to not be the like glowing persons that we never should have thought they were in the first place. Like, I, there's just so many fucking bad takes. And like, most of the people I know aren't going to encounter Kanye. So Kanye himself is less of the issue to me, but it's like, oh yeah, well, all these other people with all these really bad takes are impacting everyone around them's day-to-day lives. And that concerns me in a very different way.
Yeah, definitely. I will say, at the very least, though, like, after the first couple things where, like, last month, whenever Ye was tweeting about going DEFCON 4 or whatever, and there were a lot of people that were like, actually, like, anti-Semitism doesn't mean this, blah, blah, blah. Like, those people don't have much to say right now. Like,
right.
The people that were trying to, like, rationalize it and, like, thread the needle. It's like, oh, no, he said he loves Hitler. Like, this is... okay, yeah. All right, you got me.
I saw a tweet that was a picture of Hitler, and I can't remember exactly what the text said, but it was like, it was that picture of him like standing on the steps and like he's in his Nazi uniform. And someone was like, Hitler might have been a bad guy, but this fit pic pops off. And I was just like,
Jesus Christ.
Twitter did end, and its ghost is even worse.
Speaking of Twitter, now Elon's been embarrassing himself left and right. Now there was obviously the issue, you know, where he found maybe he flew a little too close to the free speech sun, letting Ye come back, as he's been thoroughly banned off the site again. But there was something else that happened this week. Just this story just broke yesterday that I wanted to just touch on. So Elon released the Twitter files.
What does that mean?
It's pretty much just as embarrassing as it sounds. So Elon, he went into like internal documents and he found correspondence between Twitter and different political parties during the 2020 election, which he then quote unquote leaked to reactionary journalist Matt Taibbi, who is one of those guys that like used to kind of be progressive, but now is just like clearly just doing some right wing, like fucking dog whistle reactionary bullshit. But yes, Matt Taibbi posted this 20 plus tweet thread that exposed that President Joe Biden colluded with Twitter to have tweets wiped from the site.
Not colluded with Twitter. What?
Now, this included links to the tweets, which I don't think that they realized. The every tweet that was in there, it was like those Hunter Biden leaked dick pics. Like, that was what they got actually taken down, which is like pornographic shit that was taken and posted against his will. Like, of course they would take that down. This is not any kind of political fucking... That's the only thing that they wiped from the site is illegal fucking nudes. Like, what? Also... All of this coordination between Joe Biden and Twitter happened...
Not coordination, collusion.
Collusion. All of it happened before January 20th, 2021, a.k.a. when he was not the government.
He was already the government.
He wasn't the president, though. Like, that was the argument that these right-wing people have been making. Is it like, the government did this? And it's like, well, he wasn't technically part of the government. And in fact, Donald Trump also made those same kind of requests for Twitter to... Like, this is just what happened. Like, oh, I don't know. It's like one of those things where, like, this journalist made this thread that if you don't think about it that much, you're like, oh, this is bad, right? Yeah, this sounds bad. But then if you, like, actually think about it for, like, 10 seconds, you're like, wait, this is just regular shit. Like, this is fine.
Everyone deserves to get their dick pics taken down.
Yes. Unless they don't want them. Unless you
unless
want them
you up. Posted them yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I don't know, Elon Musk. You're embarrassing yourself, man. I would just maybe. I think Elon Musk should do one of those like 7-day social media cleanses. Like, just take some time off, bud. Read a book. Go fishing. Do something besides keep trying to tweet through it. I feel like he's not going to follow that advice. Let's move on.
I did see a list of like books that Elon Musk like has read. You know, it's like read the books that this person has read to like make you as much of a blood diamond heir as they are. Like, I have no fucking idea. Like, if you too want to carry around a pocket of emeralds that your dad got from slave labor, like you read these 7 books. And then it's just like, all the books are those kind of like how to not give a fuck, like those kind of books. I'm like, that's not the shit Elon Musk needs to read. Like, he needs to learn how to give a fuck.
Someone please teach this man how to give just a single fuck.
Yeah. Like, why is Elon Musk reading like self-help books? Like, the books were like self-help books aimed at like the people stuck in middle management on like the corporate ladder, like who just like look around their cubicle every day and try to figure out like how many things in the room they could use to kill themselves. Like, what, Elon, what, you got a pocket full of emeralds, my guy. What are you doing? What are you doing? And why does your face still look like melting wax? I will never understand.
Well, I don't have answers, but I do. I got nothing but questions for Elon Musk, but I stand by. I think a week off Twitter would help him more than anybody else in the world. Like, Donald Trump's been off Twitter for a while and he seems to be doing great. I'm just kidding. Trump is talking about terminating the Constitution because of what the Twitter files said.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Donald Trump said we should terminate the Constitution to overturn the 2020 election as a result of the Twitter file leaks, which, again, don't really say anything in them. Like,
but also, like, I mean, the Constitution is kind of raggedy. Like, I don't know that, like, I don't know that amending at this point is doing enough. So once again, like, the January 6th protesters, like, they were very wrong in their intention, but like the plan to like storm the Capitol, not that bad. Like, Donald Trump's reasons for wanting to get rid of the Constitution, very, very bad. Getting rid of the fucking, like, scrapping the Constitution and starting again, not that bad of an idea.
Here's my proposition for world peace. We take that Constitution, we fill it with weed, we roll it up, and we pass it around. We get the whole country high, man.
No, that is a fucking super spreader COVID event.
COVID's
waiting
not real.
To fucking happen.
Joe Biden told us that COVID is over, so I'm sticking with that. Smoke the Constitution.
At the beginning of Pass That Dutch, Missy Elliott talks about a virus that is taking over the club. She tried to tell us, and we had to pass the Dutch anyways, and now here we are with this fucking COVID. Don't try to do it again with the Constitution, Blunt.
Here's the thing. I wasn't even trying to do that. And I do want to move on. You know, we've been talking about some serious stuff. I want to talk about something maybe a little less serious. Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, announced what their word of the year is for 2022. Are
Should
you
we
ready
guess?
For this? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Niles, do you have a guess?
Word of the year.
Word of the year. So this is for, is it for this past year that happened or yeah. for next year?
It's for this year that has just happened. And it's not a word that just came out this year. It's a word that rose to prominence and embodies this year.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to think of just one.
Yeah. It's hard to think of just one word.
We usually, whenever I do guessing games on here, they're multiple choice or the most obvious answers. I think, you know what? I'm going to just let the cat out of the bag. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
The word of the year for 2022 is gaslighting.
Really?
That's it.
I feel like
what 21-year-old girl from Twitter picked that shit?
First of all, no, she didn't. That never happened.
Second of all, she's going to be 22 next week. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like gaslighting, like I get that. I feel like this would have made more sense like 1 or 2 years ago. Cause I feel like this is people, it's weird that this is just now like, oh, this is just now the word of the year. Cause like, this has been something that people have been talking about for a while now and like misusing and bastardizing and like saying that somebody gaslighted you whenever really you just like, I don't know. It's like whenever you are like losing in an argument and you just start throwing shit against the wall. Speaking specifically on Twitter, like people arguing on Twitter. I don't know. I don't have any arguments in real life because I don't have anybody that I'm close to besides Deanna. I should stop talking. What do you think, Deanna?
I think that gaslighting, I can see it being the word of the year in that, like, if this is based on some kind of metric of like how many times it was like used in like public, like I wonder like what their metric was. Cause if it was like, how many times was this word like searched on Google? How many articles are there about it? How many the frequency with which it appears in like our social lexicon, then sure, I could see it being that. But like, as for it being the most relevant word of the year, I would say not, but you know, I am not Merriam-Webster.
What would you make the word of the year?
What would I, this, we're back oh, to wait, the guessing game. You know what? I already asked and answered your dishonor.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's hard to say one word. If it's based on the frequency of usage, I would say gaslighting makes sense. I just don't like it. Like, I just don't like that's the word of the year.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I don't think it says anything good about us culturally, socially.
2022, the worst year yet. Well, hey, I've got some fun news. This is out of the world of politics, but I would argue that this is just a feel good story. Let's see. So this week it was reported that Dr. Oz is trying to get a new show now that his, you know, run for Senate failed and no networks will put him on TV. Like, he was trying to get back on like one of the daytime like network shows. They wouldn't give him shit. So then he went to Fox News and Fox wouldn't give him shit. He even went to Newsmax and they were like, nah, dude, we're not giving you a show. Dr. Oz fucked up real bad running for Senate. And that just feels good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's the dude at the job that feels like he's about to get a new job. So he's talking a bunch of shit in the break room and then he goes to the new job and it don't work out. And then he comes back And it's like, nah, fuck you, bro.
You know, he didn't even tell anybody that worked on his show that he was like announcing for Senate like before he did it. And like his whole crew was just like
real piece of shit.
Yeah. Fuck that dude.
Fuck that dude. Also, like how I just watching people fucking fumble so hard. Like, buddy, you are on Team Oprah. Like, do you know how much better my life would be if Oprah had my back? Arguably, if Oprah knew I existed, I feel like my life would be better. How did you fumble being on Team Oprah? Because, like, that's why nobody wants him. Now that Oprah is out, everybody's like, oh, no, we're not touching that. Not against the word of Miss Oprah. Wouldn't do.
Yeah, like in order to try and win in Pennsylvania, like you had to say some like really gnarly shit to like try and attract that side of the political base. But they could all kind of tell that you were fake. But now, like, you said it. So, like, the liberals don't like you because you said it. The conservatives don't like you because they could tell that you were faking whenever you said it. Like, you done fucked up, dude. You done fucked up. And I think that's fucking hilarious.
Right. Like, somehow he also really had, like, the pseudoscience community also in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And, like, how did you fumble that? Like, we are in an era of, like, people being vehemently anti-vaccine and you somehow managed to fumble the pseudoscience crowd. Like, what are you doing? How does one person, like, God, sometimes I think I'm a fuck up and then like, I see people fucking up shit like that. And I know.
It's impressive. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk about now, We've talked about Dr. Oz being a fuck up. I want to talk about a fuck up in the world of nature, specifically birds. And I'm so sorry that we've got to talk birds while Donovan's not here. Donovan, friend of the show, check out Radio Free Tote Bag. So I saw something about how apparently there's like a bird epidemic sweeping the globe. Like there's some kind of avian flu that is like killed something like 50 million birds in captivity in just the United States alone. And it's also in Canada. It's also in the UK. And apparently some places in the UK, they've started to like ration how many eggs you can buy because so many chickens are dying. And like, we're just running out of birds, man. Like, this is bad news.
The birds and the bees, you know?
Look, oh, fuck, dude. The bees we were running out of bees a few years ago. If we run out of birds and bees, it's going to be nothing but incels.
Incels everywhere. Listen, when you said like a bird flu, cause like we had bird flu that was like that people got like, oh, we had like the bird, like when you said bird flu and then you said avian flu and that's like what they were calling that. What was that, H1N1 or was that swine flu?
I think that's swine flu.
But whatever. Some kind of bird flu that went around, but like to people. And
this
now there's
one
a bird
does
flu
not go
for
to
birds.
People, as far as I know. But I feel like that's like one of those things that like it only takes one little mutation and then all of a sudden we're all the birds. We all start growing feathers and dying. That's how bird flu works, right?
Yeah, like the fly, like the movie The Fly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 50 million birds worldwide?
No, just in the United States.
Oh, who's
counting birds?
Who's counting the like? I have questions about the dead bird data collection. Like, who compiled this aggregate? Who counted the birds? Like,
well, this is birds that were in captivity, like in farms and stuff.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Look, factory farms where too many animals are cramped into too small of a space proves to be a breeding ground for disease. Shocking.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently, like I was reading about it, and they're blaming it on ducks that like just sneak into the bird. They're like, these chickens would have been fine if it wasn't for those fucking ducks, dude.
I
don't know this. Maybe that isn't how the story was intended to be read, but that's how I read it.
I mean, don't blame the mallards. It's not their fault.
Like, I've never had a duck egg. Now, you ever had any kind of like non-chicken egg? I've had a quail egg. That just tastes like a regular egg. It was just small. But I've heard duck eggs are real good. And cool. I want to eat a peacock egg someday. I don't know how I can make that happen, but like, look, I want to try all the different eggs.
I'm going to say, I don't,
don't even fucking,
don't make me start talking about eggs.
Yeah, we've had too many weird conversations about eggs on this podcast.
They're all your fault.
It's fine. So, I don't know. Watch out for ducks. They might kill your chickens. I don't know how any of this works. So, hey, we've got a story about how terrible the police are. Just, you know, another example. Unfortunately, there's so many. This week, a Virginia state trooper was catfishing a 15-year-old girl in California. So he drove across the country, murdered her family, set the house on fire, and kidnapped her before getting killed in a shootout with local sheriff's deputies. Now, we say quite a few times, like, it seems like sometimes the cops are just trying to out awful each other. Like, they're trying to one up the last awful cop story. This one's going to be tough to top. He killed this teenager's, both of her grandparents and her mom, and set their house on fire. And he was posing, talking to her as if he was another teenage girl. Like, that's the basis of, like, their friendship. And he just drove to her
house.
Not
even a teenage boy?
No, no. He drove to her house and murdered her whole family. And then, of course, when this was reported on, the news was like, a former law enforcement worker was killed in a shootout. It's like, no. This guy's like one of the most evil cops there is, and you still can't say murdering cop gets killed. Like, you can't even say it. You still got to fucking dress it up. Law enforcement worker? Fuck you, man.
The way that they dance around it, like when they call it an officer involved shooting, like, no, that was a murder. This was also a murder.
Yeah.
Like, what can we stop? Can we stop sugarcoating the language that we use around violent crimes in a way that is sympathetic or like gracious to the perpetrators? Genuinely. It's so frustrating, and it's such a further violation to the victims on top of what they've already endured. It's just like another layer of disrespect. And I think it's so gross. Also, once again, gun and a badge neither makes someone a good guy nor confirms that they are a good guy. Like, this belief that, like, just because someone became a police officer, they are somehow like a good person or like a steward of the community. Immediately no, because they aren't vetted in that kind of way at all. And statistically, there's no basis for that belief.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, you know, he became a cop because he wanted to be a hero. It's like, no, like, a lot of times these fuckers become cops because they want to feel like heroes while they're doing evil shit. Like, they just want that. I don't know. But yeah, like chief of the department that this dude used to work for was like, we are disgusted to hear that one of our own, you know, an evil doer snuck into. It's like, no, nah, man, like, you probably knew this dude was a fucking creep if you worked with him. Like, there's no way somebody does this kind of thing and you have no idea they're that kind of person.
Right. Like, did you know what? Maybe that's why gaslighting is the word of the year.
Right.
These people gaslighted themselves. They're like, he's a good guy. No, that stuff we saw on his phone that time, I tried to look at the weather, but he had his web browser up. That was research for a case.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's fucking gross, man. Let's see. Oh, we've got we've got some bad stories to talk about. I don't know. I tried real hard to find things to feel to like break this up. There's so much fucked up shit happening this week. So first, there was in Columbus, Ohio, there was a holiday drag event. It was like an all ages, like, I guess it was something to do with like the holidays, drag queens like reading Christmas books to kids or something. I don't know the exact story of it. But so they talked about doing this event, and then there was like online chatter, like people threatening it. So they tried to get police to like come and like show up and do security. But then some of the other people involved were like, we don't really want to work with the police. And so they couldn't like resolve it. And then they canceled the event. Like they were like, we don't really feel safe, but we also wouldn't feel safe with a bunch of fucking cops showing up, whatever. They canceled the event. And then like, so it did not happen. But yesterday, like 50 or 60 Proud Boys showed up to the place where it was supposed to happen with guns and anti-gay banners, like all this shit, and just like they protested the event that shut down because of their fucking terrorism. Like they still did the fucking like standing outside with guns, but there was nobody inside. Like this is the kind of shit that like, I don't know. Like, thank God nobody was hurt or anything. Like, it didn't escalate, but like, just leave people the fuck alone, man. And if you feel that strongly about the need to protect children, go show up with guns outside of fucking, like child beauty pageants. There's a lot worse shit happening.
Please
there.
Don't show up outside a child beauty pageant with a gun. Don't listen to this fucking idiot.
I'm just saying,
don't listen to this fucking idiot. He does not know what he's doing, and he does not know what you should do either.
I'm just saying, if you're worried about kids getting groomed, go to the place where they're literally physically groomed. Like, or just like, don't do it, but like, don't do either of the things.
You know what? If you're worried about kids, go do something productive for children, like participate in like a mentoring program. How about that? If you're concerned about kids, become a mentor, become a community advocate, you know, something like that. Maybe nothing involving a gun. Maybe the way that we show concern for children doesn't need to involve guns at all.
Kids love guns. This is America. All right. So, as I said, nobody was hurt, so obviously could have been worse, but this is still like, how the fuck do you, I don't know.
So I like to think that it was a bungle and they didn't even know that like, that the event was canceled.
No, they didn't, I don't think.
I like to think of it that way, but I also partially think of it as like, in a way, if they did know that was like some sort of strategic, like, yeah, that's right. You didn't have your event like this space now, like laying claim to that space. Like, great. This is now one more space. We are guaranteeing that like this part of the community does not feel welcome or safe here. Saying. I mean, that's a shitty fucking reason.
It's horrifying.
That clearly doesn't make what they did better. Arguably it makes it fucking worse, but I think that it was not accidental or intentionless. I think that it was intentional and the intentions were bad.
Yeah. So let's talk about another thing. Now, this just happened last night down in Moore County, North Carolina. There was a drag performance scheduled at some bar or theater in town. I wasn't too sure about the details for it. This just happened last night. But then all of a sudden, all the power went out in the town. Now, it wasn't any storm or anything, but these kind of things happen. Okay. When the police then started getting phone calls, hearing about shots fired, they went and a bunch of different like power, like electrical substations around the city had been shot up. People came and shot up these fucking power, like pieces of electrical infrastructure, and knocked out power to 40,000 people in order to prevent this fucking drag show from happening.
Yeah, I'm reading this shit right now. It's crazy. 40,000 houses.
this is like fucking comic book villain level shit. Like, they're going to poison the whole town or something. Like, this is these people are fucking, like, the stakes just keep getting raised. And, like, this is all fucking circles back into that, like, well, we're just doing free speech. Like, oh, you want to censor us? It's like, look, man, I just don't want, I don't want to see a fucking genocide unfold in real time. Like, this is what the end result of this kind of fucking, these people are groomers. Like, we have to, like, the end result of that is you're going to just start fucking killing a lot of people. And, like, it's already happened a little bit. And it's just going to keep getting worse. It's like, I don't know. I don't know how the fuck we get out of this shit, but like, clearly it's ramping up, and I don't like it. It's horrifying.
Right. And black trans women have, like, the mortality rate is insanely high already. Like, specifically that intersection is most particularly marginalized. The mm-hmm. life expectancy for Black trans women is 35 years old.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Right. Like, I know Black trans women who, like, on their 35th birthdays throw, like, big parties because they surpass the fucking life expectancy. And also, like, continuing to marginalize just targeting people who are already so targeted and so marginalized. It's perverse and it's almost pathetic. Like, why pursue people that are already living at such a fucking disadvantaged set of life specifications?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I think it all just goes back to, like, I think this is icky and I don't want to see it, but I have to make it about something else because that's like a little fucking kid's mentality. So I have to make it about this moral crusade. I have to make it that I'm, like, doing this to protect kids. It's like, nah, man, you're just not comfortable with the world being a little different than you thought it was. And you got to fucking punish anybody who steps out of what you think it should be. And I don't know. It's very upsetting, and it seems like it's only going to keep getting worse, and nobody's trying to do anything about it.
What aggravates me, and again, this has to do with, like, branding and language around things. It aggravates me that this is branded as, like, a moral crusade, but when folks were protesting in the summer of 2020, and, like, you know, Target got torched up a little, mm-hmm. some police stations caught a flame.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. You know, that was race baiting and terrorism, and, like, that was terrorism, not a moral crusade. But cutting off power to 40,000 homes, that's a moral crusade.
Yeah, they're quicker to call people marching peacefully in the street terrorists than they are to call people who show up and murder people of a certain fucking persuasion. Like, I don't know. It's horrifying.
Where are all the, like, what I want to know is, like, where's the outrage from all the people that are like, if you're protesting in the streets, what's going to happen when an ambulance needs to come through? Like,
oh yeah.
Where are those fucking people? What do they have to say about shutting off the power to 40,000 homes? Because, like, you're uncomfortable with not even I misspoke earlier talking specifically about the trans community, because this was about drag queens. Like, yeah. This wasn't even about trans people. It was about drag. So, like, where's the outrage about the harm that was potentially doing? And where did you say this was geographically?
North Carolina.
Okay. So, like, weather independent, but I was going to say, like, also, like, wintertime, you're going to shut off the power to 40,000 families because you don't want, like, one drag event to happen. Like, that's not terrorism, but, like, making it harder for you to, like, get from point A to point B in the city where you live and are intent on ignoring systemic problems, like, that's terrorism. No, I don't accept it.
And apparently, like, I don't know. It's, I shouldn't say that nobody's doing anything. I think I misspoke. People are, you know, people are doing stuff, but like the left is like nowhere near united enough. And like, we're all fucking arguing with each other online about like fucking personal grievances or fucking like, you know, minor indistinctions between mentality. And it's like, man, like we are there. There's a fucking, I don't know. It just feels like it's just keeps getting worse. And like every time I log into Twitter, I keep just seeing people like arguing about like whether somebody's joke was too insensitive or not. It's like, man, like we got bigger fucking problems right now. We can sort all this shit out later. Like we all, I don't know. It bothers me. Speaking of it bothers me, Niles, how do you feel about President Joe Biden? I want to switch things up.
I've been forgetting he exists.
I am so jealous. This week in particular might have been one of the biggest what the fuck Joe Biden moments of his presidency. Have you heard anything about this rail strike that's been, you know, bubbling up in like a labor dispute with the railroads and shit?
I've seen people mention it, but I've just been so busy. I haven't really had time to dig into it.
It's all right. So just like the basic thing is like, you know, most rail workers are union and they've had this like contract that expired 2-3 years ago. And they've been fighting back and forth with all the companies that own the railroads for the last 3 years. And like every time it gets close to being either we agree to a contract or we go on strike, it just the can gets kicked down the road. The can gets kicked down the road. So they were finally getting ready to potentially go on strike. And the big thing is the railroads don't want to give sick days. They don't want any, they have like very strict scheduling because the way that they become profitable is they like have the bare minimum number of employees so that if one person calls off or needs to take off for being sick, it fucks the whole thing up. So they don't let anybody have sick days.
Wow.
So this is, all this like 3 year long labor dispute has all been about, can we have like 4 sick days a year, 4 days off a year? And the railroad companies, they're making billions of dollars. They're very profitable, but they don't want to give this to them because then that gives employees a little bit of power. And it also means they have to increase the number of staff to make up for like the lost, you know, if somebody calls off, they don't want to do that. So this has been going back and forth, and they were about to strike in September, and then Joe Biden stepped in, and he did something to, like, kick the can past the election because he didn't want the railroads to go on strike before the election. Obviously, it looked bad. It would fuck up the economy. And now the date that was kicked to was December 9th. So they were like, okay, we're going to go on strike. We do not want to take this deal because the railroad company's like, we'll give you more money. It's like, we just want a couple days off a year. Like, that's it. What the fuck is the point of making $20,000 more a year if you drop dead because you couldn't go see a doctor? Like, that's the demand. That's the ask. So Joe Biden stepped in this week and he announced on Monday, I am going to recommend Congress vote to break the strike. The strike hadn't even started yet, but Joe Biden's like, I'm going to use the power of the government to force these motherfuckers to take the bad deal. Go ahead.
Surprise. I don't know how anything works enough to know, like, I need Kennedy to explain it to me.
Kennedy is our frequent guest, unofficial third co-host, and Kennedy actually knows things. I'm barely competent. It's not good. So yeah, like
what can Congress do to force them to?
Oh, they can just literally force them to, even though they have a union and voted against the contract, Congress can just force the contract because railroads fall under, like, technically it's essential infrastructure, just like flight controllers and shit. So the government does have a little bit of power to step in and force the hand. So the thing is, though, the government could also force the rail companies to give them sick days. Like, they could force a good deal. So here's what they did. because the government is all kind of fucked up, they were like, all right, we're not going to be able to do this all at once. So we're going to do a vote on force them to take the bad contract. And then we're going to also do a vote for sick days. Yes, great. So the vote for the bad contract passed. And then the sick days didn't. Like, they split it up into two. And then they're like, well, you know, we did what we could.
I wonder how many U.S. senators have financial stake in the rail industry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this
I'd like someone to aggregate the data on that for me, please.
And like, here's the thing is that now the fact that they split this up, this is the same thing. If you remember, like, Joe Biden had that whole like build back better. Oh, we're going to do part of this bill this way. And then we're going to split it up. We're going to do all the good stuff later. The good stuff never happened. This is a bad strategy. They know it's like designed to fail, but like just so they can say they did something. So the Democrats were like, look what the Republicans did. And it's like, no, you were the power. You're the party in power. You did this. Like, this wasn't the Republicans' fault. You could have done this without them. You chose not to. But because the Democrats fucked this up, then you have people like Ted Cruz coming out and saying like, well, I can't in good conscience vote for this deal without giving these rail workers sick days. You know, I think that's a fair and reasonable thing to ask for. Like, the Democrats fucked this up so bad that Republicans get to pretend like they're pro-worker. Like,
a fumble. Yeah. Another fucking fumble.
It's astonishing how fucking bad you, like, here's the thing. People that don't follow this stuff that closely, you hear, they prevented the strike. You know, it would have done so much damage to the economy. And it's like, they could have prevented the strike and given the people sick days. Like, they broke the fucking strike without giving in, like, even a single fucking sick day. They wouldn't even do that much. Nope.
Also, like, they broke the strike, but here's the thing, like, at the government level, they had the power to force the union to accept this contract, mm-hmm. but like, they don't have the power to force people to work those jobs. So like, I know like a majority of people aren't necessarily in a position to quit a job, especially not quit a union job. But honestly, if your union's not protecting you and the government is not supporting your union, et cetera, and so on, and you were planning to strike, like, all the people that were planning to strike could also just go and get jobs in one of the other umpteen places that are supposedly desperate to hire anyone right now.
There was also somebody leaked like communication with the owner of one of these like rail conglomerate companies where they said, we're not going to really give in to what the workers want, because we're pretty sure that if it comes to it, Congress will just force them back to work. Like, they knew that this was going to happen the whole time. They never at any point were like doing this bargaining with their employees in good faith, because they knew the government would step in and force them to just shove the deal down their throats. Now, as I said, like, this, it is now illegal for them to strike. However, as workers, they have all of the leverage still. Like, none of the fucking CEOs know how to drive a train. Like, if these unions decide to do, it's now called a wildcat strike, which is like something that is not authorized or whatever, they still could do that. And the fact that the government has like gone so far out of the way to just fuck them over, they might do it. And yeah, if they're able to, like, it will fuck the economy up real bad.
I mean, that's essentially what I was, I didn't know it was called a wildcat strike,
okay, yeah,
but like,
yeah,
just in general, like, they can force the union to accept the contract, but they can't physically force these people to do the jobs.
Right.
So
right.
Like, that's what I was saying is like, they thought that they were fucking the workers, but they fucked themselves, because like, if that was me, I just wouldn't do the shit. I just still wouldn't do the shit.
Yeah.
And I know that there are people inside of that particular part of the labor movement that will also feel that way. Like,
yeah, it is a big risk because, like, yeah, you know, whenever the strike is not authorized through the, like, union leadership, then you lose, like, the guaranteed solidarity that you have doing a strike that way. You lose, like, the access to strike funds. But, yeah, like, the workers have all of the power. None of the people who own the companies can go out and drive the trains. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. If this happens, it will also happen. It's on Friday, I guess. So I don't know. Support your local strike fund or whatever the fuck you got to do after you get done watching Now's a Special. So we got one more thing here.
We have no plans for our own futures, but the plan for your future is watch Niles' special and then stay up to date on the railroad strike.
Yeah, and watch Bullet Train on Netflix. I just watched it last night. It was pretty good.
Your calendar is full. You're welcome.
You got homework, listeners. So I just want to talk about one thing here to wrap up the show. I want to talk about protesting versus the results. Now, the two of you have to join me. We're going on a little bit of a journey here. We're going overseas. We got to talk about some things that will make sense once we get back home at the end of this story. So, first of all, you may have seen in China over the last few weeks, they've been having massive protests for China, like massive for their size, in response to their zero COVID policy, their stringent lockdowns. Now, this is really hard to find accurate information on because every fucking government-funded news source in America hates China so much that, like, it's kind of tough to say how much bias is in there. But it seems pretty clear that there have been protests about this. And so it came out this just a couple days ago that apparently China's government appears to be easing back on some of these COVID protocols. Like, they're gonna maybe not try to get this zero COVID, like, force people into lockdown. See, like, they're appeasing the protesters somewhat. Tough to say how much, but it looks like they're gonna get some of the result. So now I want to move over to Iran. Now, in Iran, they've had massive protests over the last 2 months in response to the state murder of a woman for not wearing her hijab in public. So, obviously, again, very hard to find reliable information about what's happening in Iran, because we think Iran is, like, the most evil country in the world. Last I checked, they've never attacked us. It's fine. Whatever. So, apparently, the government in Iran has announced that they are going to eliminate the morality police, which are the ones that, like, they're, like, extra government.
Ooh, do ours next.
Yeah. This is the people that murdered that woman. Like, it's people that enforce morality codes. I don't know exactly the breakdown of it. And it also appears that they may even overturn or ease the hijab requirements. So this is exciting. You know, the people have been protesting. They've been risking their lives. They may get some results. Now, I want to move back to the United States. If the two of you remember, in 2020, we had protests in this country nationwide in response to police violence, you know, and saying, you know, there was a lot of different messages, but it was all, you know, kind of along the same lines of, like, hey, the cops are fucked up. Can we please do something about this? So this week in San Francisco, the city voted to allow the police to use murder robots.
Yeah,
that's protests and results, folks. They are now allowed to kill you with a fucking robot.
I like that. Yeah. They were like, you know what? We can't get the cops to stop doing murder, so we're just going to get robots to do the murder. Then people can't say that they were like, it's not police then.
Yeah,
it's just a technical malfunction.
Now, this right. is in addition to, like, this. This
oh, fucking... also, they're going to have bombs.
Oh, yeah. No. The robots aren't going to shoot.
No. Getting shot by a cop is so 2020. I mean, honestly, 2023, so we're doing get bombed by a robocop.
Fuck. Yeah.
What the science fiction fuck is going on here?
Welcome to the future. Everything's still bad, but we do have robots that'll kill you. Like,
yeah, I thought we were going to have like hoverboards.
We're gonna have at least one new drug. Like,
not like that light up one wheel skateboard thing. That's not a hoverboard. This is not the future we were promised.
The future kind of fucking sucks, if I'm being honest.
Hey, don't talk about how little results we got. A whole lot of places renamed streets like Martin Luther King Boulevard. That stuff's happening. People got parks built called like Racial Equity Park.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
they
like,
did the real work. They did stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We get the nice plaza, and we also get murder robots. Also, I'm pretty sure every single police department in the country has increased their funding. I'm pretty sure that every fucking news story we've seen about the rise of violent crime is some fucking bullshit cooking the books just to like justify the fact that, look, in 2020, the United States fucking populace came as close as we've ever come before to getting a mass movement to do something about government overreach. And ever since then, it's just been this fucking concerted effort from the federal down to the local level of convincing us that no, the police are not only good, but you are in danger and you need more police. I'm fucking convinced. Like, I don't think there is more crime happening right now than there was in 2019. I think you're just fudging the numbers so that you can justify buying fucking robots and tanks and shit. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I also take issue with what, like, so much of the way that we qualify what is and isn't crime, because some of the crime that, like, some of the genuine increase in crime is a direct result of systemic structures that are pushing people further into poverty, which necessitates crime for survival. And it's like, well, actually, the criminals there are people at the top of the capitalist structure, not people that have to steal baby formula from the grocery store so their children don't fucking die. Like, that's not the fucking criminal, okay?
Right.
Like the criminal is the like grocery conglomerate CEO with $1 billion who's like, you know what? Let's lock up the baby formula. Let's guarantee that those babies fucking die. But, you know, that's the pro-life people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the real fucking crime. Like, I just, when I see people like theft, fuck that. Like, that's theft from a company, theft from a corporation. That's not a fucking crime. Corporations are a fucking crime. Especially when it's like, again, like I said, survival theft.
And especially when you consider that these motherfuckers have been just cutting down on the number of employees in every retail store to increase their profits. It's like, man, you're still going to be making more money than you were 5 years ago. Even if I steal this fucking ring of cocktail shrimp, it's going to be fine. Fuck you, the Waltons.
I went to Walmart and all I stole was this shrimp tray.
Wait, did you see that? This isn't really news, but it might be a fun place to end on. That dude that did like the FTX fucking crypto bullshit that fell apart last week, he was supposed to be vegan, and he gave an interview where he was like, I think something got messed up with the person who cooked for us, where I may have accidentally eaten 3,000 shrimps this year. Somebody was like, how do you accidentally eat 3,000 shrimps? And like, to me, I'm like, that just means I stood next to a big shrimp ring at a party for a while. Like,
the rings around Saturn are actually shrimp rings.
Look, I will go to space.
Saturn is made of cocktail sauce.
Oh, fuck. I think everybody should know how many shrimp is their limit. Niles, how many shrimp do you think you could eat right now?
Well, I'm really hungry at the moment, so at least six.
Six. Right. That's 2,994
for me.
Less shrimp than this motherfucker apparently ate on accident. That's like a fucking 8 shrimp a day. How do you accidentally eat 8 shrimp a day?
Yeah, that's not an accident.
That's not even on purpose. That's force feeding. Like, did someone tie you down and like Were you freebasing shrimp?
Please don't ask me how many shrimp I ate the last 2 days in a row. Niles, it was really great to have you on. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah. Why don't you tell the folks where to find you one last time before we get out of here?
Follow me on Twitter at Niles100 or on Instagram at the Niles Ashton Show. My YouTube channel is just Niles Ashton. Check me out. Dropping a special on Thursday. Appreciate it if you would watch and subscribe and all that shit. So.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you again for joining us. Deanna, you got anything to plug, buddy?
No. You know I don't be doing shit.
Well, I currently am not doing anything, but I might be getting a shrimping later. So if you go find me at AndrewHillaryUS. I'll be shrimp posting later. I'll be shrimp posting forever. Look, I'm going to purposefully eat 3,000 shrimp and just to say I've done it. You can follow the show at Worst Week Yet. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet. And more important than all that shit, tune in again next week for more bad news.